Oh, Derek, you know, well, Derek Bergen has seen every movie ever made, and so I'm sure he's got it in his collection and has watched every TV show and every episode of every TV show ever made while he works a full-time job and takes his girlfriend out. So, I mean, and every, you know, every shoot interview DVD. So.
This is Torch columnist Sean Radigan, joined once again by my co-host Derek Bergen for a very special edition of the Radigan Audio Showcase. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Sean. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. This is a Duck Bruce edition of the show. And let's kick it off. We're going to spotlight some Big Vision DVDs this week. And first off, we'll start with the Dragon Gate DVD from Big Vision. That was released recently in the latter stages of 2008. Features a slew of some of the hand-picked best matches from the promotion from the last few years, and it is commentary by Dave Prazak and Lenny Leonard. So what are your overall thoughts on this release?
Well, first I got to ask you a question. Are we going to be able to do this spotlight with you taking your head out of Bruce's ass, or are we going to have those comments throughout?
There'll be bitter comments sprinkled throughout the audio.
Okay. I'm glad to see the two yellow bastards who've had weeks to fucking collude their story finally get together and wonder why I'm not jumping like a little organ monkey on the street. Well, let's talk about the best Dragon Gate, Sean. You've seen some Dragon Gate matches sprinkled before in Ring of Honor, but the presentation, I think, from their home base over in Japan, I'm really wondering why some companies like Ring of Honor or maybe a CZW, it might be unfeasible, but kind of rip them off. I really think it's kind of fresh in how they present, you know, the arenas, the camera work. I just, you know, the young crowds, I think that stands out more than anything, and not the, quote-unquote, Dixie Salinas 40-year-old virgin crowds that, you know, you kind of stereotype Ring of Honor fans as. I really think they have a fresh new look to wrestling and an attitude, and it's, Jesus Christ, and it translates to the people they bring in. What do you think of how the product comes across on TV, just in terms of appearance, let alone what's going on in the ring?
I think a lot of the shows looked, you know, I was surprised at how good some of them looked. They had a big screen, they had graphics, and the crowd seemed to be pretty into the product from what I could tell. And it seemed like a lot different than you would expect type of crowd, just from, you know, you would almost think that these guys were slumming it going to ROH is the impression I got.
Yeah, exactly. At first, before I saw any Dragon Gate, I thought this was like the shining moment of their careers. You know, they're coming over to America. You know, they're in front of a big-time crowd at WrestleMania weekend. And then you watch these DVDs and you realize, holy shit, it's like that famous author going to some podunk town in North Carolina to do a book signing. It's just fucking crazy. And it just really opened my eyes. And they're as good as they are in America for that one weekend. I see them a year. You know, that's how they are apparently all the time over there. And this list of matches on two discs, and I think it spans 5+ hours. It's really just amazing with all the guys we fucking love, like, you know, BB Hulk, you know, Shingo, you know, all the guys. Who stood out to you the most, Sean? And you know, when we got this DVD, the match I was looking forward to was the 4-on-4 match, which included my favorites, BD Hulk, Jack Evans, Matt Sydal, you know, Kevin Steen on the other side, Naruki Doi, Masato Yoshino, guys I'd seen in Ring of Honor and just blew my fucking mind. And that match just was a real show stealer for me.
And it was like pretty much the same guys I've seen in ROH. I love the guy with the abs. What was his name?
How he has the painted onto him, kind of like, or highlighting them. Yeah.
Do you think
that Jim Morrison, WWE, kind of a little stole that gimmick? You've got the glitter on. I really think it stands out. It makes him more of an asshole. And, you know, this Dragon Gate was obviously doing that a long time ago.
Oh, definitely, maybe. You never know. But I don't know. I didn't draw that comparison. But, you know, a lot of these guys, and we talk about Noah all the time, how those guys seem like generic compared to the Dragon Gate guys, and they all seem to have unique personalities and in-ring personas and so forth, and definitely that shines here on this DVD, and you get to see you know, a little bit of what the promotion's all about, because there's like a number of just awesome matches on this release in addition to you know, some other, you know, just a look of, you know, like you touched on before, the look and feel. And also, we don't have to listen to the Japanese commentary, which is also a bonus.
Yeah, I hate to say it. I don't know if this sounds racist. I'm sure it would to some people. But it's just a deal breaker for me to getting into NOAH, to getting into New Japan or All Japan or whatever. I don't care how good the matches are. You know, I don't care how good the baseball players in Japan. I can't watch a Japanese baseball game with Japanese announcers. It just, I can't tolerate it for that long of time. It's like listening to gibberish on the TV, and it, you know, a total wrestling package isn't just the two guys in the ring. It's the production crew, it's the referee, it's the announcers, it's the crowd, you know, because a good crowd can make or break a show. It's just all of them together in synergy, and when you throw in announcers, say Mexican announcers or Japanese announcers, it really destroys part of that illusion of being taken into the show. And so I have had a hard time acclimating myself to the Japanese wrestling universe. And thanks to DVDs like this, with Leonard and Prazak doing it, I can get myself into that water and, you know, at least get my feet wet. And I love it. You know, it makes me want to see more and hopefully open more to the idea of Japanese commentary and trying to get around that barrier.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always nice to hear the familiar sultry tones of Prazak and Leonard.
Yeah. And we always spend so much of our time talking about DVD covers. What did you think of the Dragon Gate cover?
I really thought it was pretty cool. I like the little figures, the cartoon type drawings of the guys in the promotion. That was a lot of fun, and you know, it's the type of thing that might draw people in at the stores, the retail stores, and so forth. Because it kind of reminded me a little bit of the Muscle Men.
Yeah, it's a manga influence. When I was working at a comic store in the mid-90s, I was introduced to a lot of Japanese imports, and it was the super deformed type style. They had Ultraman and Godzilla, and it was all huge back then. And that's kind of what this style is, a big caricature with the huge heads, little bodies. And, you know, I think you're right. It'll draw people in, because when you go to a Barnes & Noble like I did this week, and I go to the graphic novel section for American comics, right next to them is just an equal amount of size for manga comics. You know, I think that's really growing and attracting a young readership, and that style of art with the oversized eyes and things like that are really catchy and appealing to us from an artistic style. So it's a fantastic cover. Love it.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to move along?
Let's kick it. We love it. Two huge thumbs up for that one.
All right. This is one that you've seen that I haven't seen much of yet, the Omega disc, about the organization of modern extreme grappling arts, started by the Hardy Boys and their friends, including Shannon Moore, Shane Helms, Joey Mercury, Christian York, Jason Arndt, Champagne, Steve Carino, Otto Schwanz, just to name some. Give us your thoughts on this release.
This was awesome, because I've seen a couple documentaries lately, and both of them I was really geared up for, this Omega Uncommon Passion and A Gentleman's Choice, the Chris Adams story. And I really think this DVD didn't drop the ball like Chris Adams did on certain points, because it followed through in a logical manner, and it explained each story without throwing things in from left field. It started from when the Hardys were back in North Carolina at their home, really young, and Hardys are one of those few families that had video cameras, apparently from the day they were born, way back in the 70s, all the way up to the last Omega shows. And it has interviews with every single person involved, including Matt Hardy, you know, Jeff Hardy, Shannon Moore. The only person that didn't get interviewed was Gregory Helms, Sugar Shane Helms, or whatever. He was the only one. And it had mixed in with footage from their shows, all their events, new interviews throughout. And it just really made me feel for this company like I was in the late 90s with ECW. And it's like this, I think it was all in North Carolina, or at least that area that had these shows. And those few fans, because they would show the events, and it's like that high school that Hogan and Flair fought in, really, really small atmospheres, but red-hot shows with all of these wrestlers that went on to become superstars. I mean, you just read off the list. When you have the Joey Matthews, you have the Shane Helms, you have the Jason Arndt,